Hello, everyone. And here it is, June the 14th, middle of the month, and almost ready to turn summer. It's a wonderful time of year to celebrate, take holidays, and take some time off just to enjoy life. And I want to thank all of you for being here. We are going to take a few calls just to warm up the community. And then I know that many of you want to hear from us on our state of progress through our situational emergency. And I will be glad to answer questions and give you the short story of it. I'm not going to belabor our issues because we're here for you today. And most of all, we are here to celebrate the love of Christ coming to offer us all a blessing, and most especially those of you who have come to his altar today to ask and to receive. I have Scott is on the line, so here's Scott. Hi, how are you? Scott, I can't hear you. Are you, do you need to unmute?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Oh, so silly. I'm a little better every day, and I got to have a good experience here in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
There's a group of people, they call themselves storytellers, and sometimes they tell life stories with anecdotes or fables, or some are professional storytellers, but it's a group of about 30 people, so I got to visit, and I told them a tale of mystical ecstasy and synchronicity. I told them the story of the lamb and the lion.
Wonderful.
And I had a laminate of lamb and lion, and they received it really well.
Excellent. Yes, you know, amazingly, people do. This is what I had to find out the first time I took it out, and the second and the third. Took a while to get over my slight anxiety. I never had any fear or extreme anxiety, but I would always have a little nervousness about, gee, I wonder if people will accept this, or what will they think of me? You know, that sort of thing.
Right. None of that. It was just so welcomed, and it was a nice experience.
You know, what I have found through the years is that people so deeply want an experience with Christ, they will take it in almost any sincere and legitimate form they can find it. And I think it's sometimes up to us to be creative enough about how we share him with others that people can receive it more appropriately for their reality. And the world is hungry for him. And even when people don't know they are, they are.
I actually opened with the Eric Newman information from the chapter on the heart from the latest book. You know, he coined the phrase homo mysticus.
So
it was,
yes.
It was good.
Good. Thank you for sharing, Scott. And I'm going to take a call from Kathy. Hi, Kathy. You're on. Just a minute. Now you're on. Do you have to mute your phone? Unmute it. We can't hear you, Kathy. Oops, just a minute. It keeps muting here. Okay, now you're really on, Kathy. We can hear you. Or at least we hope we could. Check your own telephone and see if it needs to be muted. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm not doing anything differently, so I don't know what's happening. But
I don't either, but you're on, and we're so glad of it.
Okay, thank you. Well, I was attempting to purchase something with your offer of the discount, and the code would not work. I don't know if anyone else had that issue.
What was the product, Kathy?
It was a session with you.
Oh, and the code wasn't working? Well, I will double check that, but it has worked for, I think, about 20 people.
Okay.
So I will go in and check, and if I can't do it, I'll have our webmaster clear it up. And I guess let me just make one really big announcement to everybody. Just because this need for the sale came on very quickly, very suddenly, and some of the details couldn't be ironed out just in 30 minutes flawlessly, we're going to, anyone who tried to make a purchase in the first 3 days, call tomorrow and we'll process it through for you, okay? We'll do that personally for you. Because we want to see everybody have the benefits of this sale and this discount, because it's time we really, really came together more consciously and more productively as a community. So we're here for you. Just call us tomorrow. I will check later this afternoon and make sure that that is working. And then what you do is you go back to your shopping cart and refresh the page. Now give me 30 minutes after our blessing call to do that. Go and refresh your page and see if it doesn't work then. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Uh-huh. And Liz is on. Hi, Liz.
Yeah, hi. This is actually Winterhawk from Mount Shasta.
Hi, Winterhawk.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Glad to hear you and glad to hear everyone. I've had to be away for about a month and a half with various spiritual activities. But I love the comment that you just made about everybody being open, seeking where we get it. Part of the time that I was gone, I was in San Francisco Bay Area with Amici, the hugging saint from India.
Uh-huh.
One of my teachers for a lot of years. And it's wonderful to see everybody from gang members to nuns, you know, of every kind of sect, and everybody of every age go there, you know, and be accepted and loved, and just looking for that love, you know. And Amma's hugged close to 40 million people now.
I know, I'm one of them.
That's very good, and then you know. And I wanted to mention our friends in Toronto and Illinois and different places like that. If you go to Amma.org, she is on her American tour right now. And it's a dose of the purest love.
It is, and thank you for sharing that. You want to give them that address again?
Oh, it's amma.org.
Okay.
And, she also has amazing humanitarian things all over the world. She contributes money into the U.S. to our difficulties, in fact. And so it's a real dose of the mother, you know, a real pure dose of God and love, which you might enjoy quite a bit if you can get around to see her.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Winterhawk, and bless many, many blessings to you. And I want to, first of all, anyone else who wants to come on the board, you're welcome to do so. I'll take your call when it comes up. And it was so good talking with Scott and Kathy and Winterhawk, and just opening the spirit of community here. And I see Ellie's on the line. Hi, Ellie. Just a minute. Okay, you're on now. Ellie? Your line is open here. Maybe you've muted your own telephone. Oh, yeah. My goodness, you got muted again. Let me see. Well, I don't know what's going on here. It just keeps coming back on. There must be some little flaw in the system, but I'm going to see if I can fix that.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Ellie. Okay. Now we've got you.
Oh, thank you for waiting. I was struggling with how to do this. I just want to, while I'm on the line, just again, thank you. Take this opportunity to express so much deep-hearted gratitude for you and Yeshua and all the services and the teachings and the products and just everything. It has so transformed my life. So I want to just express that. And then I wanted to ask for a blessing, specific person to be thought of in this blessing today. A friend of mine is literally in transition, in hospice right now. Her name is Carol Rondello.
Okay.
And I just would appreciate her to be in all of our thoughts and hearts today in particular.
Oh, well, thank you for that. And I've got her name written down. So we will remember her by name in our blessing, and or at least I will. And I'm sure some blessing givers will remember as well. And
thank you.
One thing would be nice for all of us to do right now is to think of at least one other person. Just think of their name and their situation and something that you know they need, and then put that in your heart. Okay? So when you go into your heart during the blessing, you will actually warm up that other person, that name, that need that someone else has, so that you go into your blessing not only with your own desires and requests and needs, but you'll take someone with you. You'll have a companion there. And let's just start sharing our blessings with others. And that's a wonderful way to do it. I love to remember the words that Yeshua spoke. Whatsoever you have done to the least of these, you have also done to me. And that reminds us to remember that he lived his life literally, figuratively, and in body as the Spirit of love. And so when we open our lives into the Spirit of love, we are loving another as if it were him. I want to thank everyone that responded to my call for request for your magnificent, magnanimous, generous, heartfelt, loving response to our emergency and crisis. And it really genuinely was and still is to some degree a crisis. It was one of those situations that just grew slowly over many years. I'll briefly state a backstory, and then I'll give you a quick synopsis of how it came to critical mass in the last week. The backstory is that I entered into this work by the request of Yeshua. I never developed a single product for the profit it could yield. And even though this needed to be run as a business in order to perpetuate itself, I'm not really a business person. I'm a creative person. I'm a spiritual person. I'm a loving, generous, caring person. And I've got enough intelligence to relate to basic business logic. But I don't think like a business person. And business people are very valuable in that they bring unique skills that assist in the survival of enterprise. I never thought of this as an enterprise because for me, it's all about giving, and I have simply trusted in the Spirit of love to replenish the bucket from which I gave. And it has, it really truly has, for the most part. But if you would describe the way a business needs to run, in order to have genuine profit, it needs to be able to replenish its stock, pay its bills, make payroll, and set aside a little bit in the way of funds for expansion or development or to cover shortfalls of income when they happen. And that's just a basic necessity of any business to be moderately prosperous. Even churches or charitable organizations still have to be run so they can perpetuate themselves. Well, I never quite had that logic in place, because what would happen is Larry and I and a few consistent and regular contributors to this work always picked up the shortfall. It was never the productive side of our income was never enough to cover the shortfall or even to fully restock what we had. And that may come as a surprise to many of you, because we actually have sold over 1 million books worldwide, but they haven't sold through us. And we have Love Without End in 14 languages, but they are being conveyed through other publishers, and I get maybe 50 cents a book. So even Amazon, I think Spiritus Publishing makes maybe $1 a book from books sold there. So this is not what you could really call a profitable enterprise. It is a non-profit organization in the true sense of the word, which it should not be, but it is. So Larry and I and a few others who are dedicated to the survival of this work have carried it along, and we have seen that it would survive. Another little piece of the backstory that I should share with you, because as a congregation, as a body of Christ, it's also about you, because Spiritus Church owns everything that we have. It either owns or it's been deeded everything we have, our cars, homes, the whole enterprise, all the intellectual property, all of my art. Spiritus Church owns everything. Larry and I are just subsist on the generosity of Spiritus Church. It's as simple as it goes, really. And then we have our own source of income from other avenues that we contribute. Generally, it's about 100% into Spiritus Church. So actually, it's very important to us that we leave a legacy, that this goes on beyond our life. And we're getting to the point where, you know, we need to think in those terms, because I am now 70, Larry is 75, and we realize, much as God has blessed us with health, it won't go on forever. Our spirit will go on, and we will be with you in spirit, but we have already appointed successors to manage Spiritus Church, Bishop Dale Meissen, and soon to be our newest bishop, I can't call him a bishop yet because he just won't show up to let it happen, but Father Chris Dunn will be part of the legacy team, and we're interviewing others to promote upwardly. We've got our blessing givers. We've got many ministers and priests. We have a healthy congregation around the world, and we know that this will continue. But we came to a point in the last 2 weeks where we were looking at the fact that we're into a very slow season. I think we only generated $1,000 of income in the first 2 weeks of June, which is certainly not enough to float this boat. Larry and I were going to have to pick up the tab again, along with a few others that make contributions, and then all of a sudden, within 1 week, our air conditioning compressor went out, my car radiator went out, our dishwasher went out, and one of our beloved cats needed a very expensive emergency surgery, which took everything we had. And it really looked like, I couldn't believe it, but it looked like we were at the end of our road. And I asked Yeshua, I said, what can you do? And he just said, you're very loved. Let them know what you need. And so we did. I couldn't tell you all the details in an email because we were rushing quickly to do what we could to generate income and let you also benefit by it. You're our community. You're the ones we love and serve, and we wanted you to enjoy these wonderful products that we have, these wonderful services. And we, our hearts have been so touched with how many people responded. Our boat is not dry yet, but it's floating now. And with all of the orders that have come in, we do beg your patience because it may take up to 2 weeks to get all of them processed, and we'll probably have to put on some new staff just to do that. But just know how much we love you and what a revelation it was to us to feel how much you love us and how wonderful and strong our community is in spirit, that everyone wants us to continue on and on and on and to be a loving force in the world that survives our physical presence and carries our love along with the love of Yeshua into the future for all of our successors in all the years to come. That's our hope. That's our dedication. And we know that we are going to make it. We still need a little more help, but we are past the urgency of the crisis. We just want to make sure this doesn't happen again. And we're open to talent contributions as well. People who have the talent to understand the way we can move forward, the talent to assist in building the community and expanding it, we are open to all levels of contribution because we know that we're only going to make it as the whole body of Christ, one body fitly united by His love, being the one spirit that we are, making a difference in the world. And because of this generosity, I will now be able to secure our, this is something I have been postponing because of the cost of a blessing seminar. We can secure our reservations for a blessing seminar in the fall. So look for the announcement probably within a week. We'll let you know. And I hope that you will come and be part of this love, this spirit of grace, this transforming force in the world. And another thing that I am so gratified by, that I'm so excited, I'm just about to burst at the seams, because my passion right now is to write the new book. The title is Blessings, the Spirit of Love. And it's all about Yeshua's blessings from 2,000 years ago through the centuries and through our blessing givers now. All about Him and His blessings and how they are working in the world to transform our world. I haven't been able to give the creative time I needed because I literally could not afford the staff to turn over daily duties since the time we moved from Arizona to Texas. Now I will be able to do that. And it's my joy and delight to know that we will be able to have this book for Christmas. It would be the most wonderful Christmas present I can give back to you for Christmas. It just excites me to touch the pages. The blessing givers have donated their time to transcribe His messages within the blessing calls. And we're pulling together a fabulous document all about Him and all about His spirit of love in the world. So with that, and I'm sure you can feel my passion and my love, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you from the depth of my heart for all that you've given. And I want to thank you also in a way you might not feel was important. I want to thank you for receiving his love. Because when you receive his love, you become more of him. You are more united with him. You become a more powerful light in the world. And you become more fitted in the body of Christ. So the more you receive, the greater you are. The healthier you are, the wiser you are, the more loving you are, the more courage you have, the more excitement you have about life, the more passion you have. And can you just imagine being more like him, but in your own way? Being that force in the world and what difference you will make? It's just, it's exciting to contemplate. And it is the joy of my life to be part of this. And thank you for allowing me to share the backstory and our current crisis. I wanted to let you know that Larry and I are fine. We're in good health. It wasn't a personal problem for us. It was a deeper problem for all of us in this community. A call to unite in our conviction, a call to unite in our passion of love for Yeshua, and our dedication to move his love, his light, his joy forward. And we don't like to think that it takes money, because it isn't about money at all. But once it's put into the structures of this world, it does take a little fuel to turn the wheels of production. And that's all it. That's just all that gummed up. And then sometimes we have to meet our obligations, our shortfalls, and do that in order to keep moving the wheels forward. And we can do that now. And thanks so much for your support and your dedication. And continue to be in this spirit, because it brings out the light in your life. And with that, I would like to move us into the blessing today. May the light of your life glow. I would like you to sit in your chair, and even before we begin, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, see the glow from within and the glow around yourself. And notice that greater glow that is there when you are being the love that you are, when you know how important your place in the world is, when you understand how significant it is to keep the Christ fires and the love fires burning and glowing, that you may be that presence in the world. I want you just to sit for a moment and appreciate the presence of God within you that brings you into the power of abundance, the power of joy and charity and joy, creativity and certainty of your importance, your great significance in the world, knowing that others cannot make it through life without you. Whether it's your closest loved ones, your little beloved pets, your family, your extended family, the people who work with you, your community, those who are in your spiritual community, people receive your love and are nourished by it. Every day, more than anything else, be the love that you are. Allow yourself to be nourished by it, and allow it to nourish others. And with that, let us move deeply into our heart. Be silent for a moment. Hear my invocation to Yeshua, and then receive the blessings he will bring to your life as the blessing givers and I conduct the energy of his blessing and his love. Dear Yeshua, beloved of beloved, the spirit of love among us, Son of God, brother of man, spirit of life and joy of our heart, we thank you for your endless blessing, your all-encompassing love. We thank you that you bless us directly and that you surrender all ego to allow us also to be blessed through others, that we may see you in others, and that the spirit of love that you are may come to us from all directions in the world, from all who love us, from all who can offer to us, be they doctors or teachers, our service providers, our neighbors, our family, our friends. We thank you for generating in this world a spirit of love that blesses and nurtures us all. Amen. We shall begin the blessing. The blessing is complete. Now go and rest. Receive and assimilate for at least 7 minutes. And then go about your day today being in joy for the blessings of God. I look forward to being with you again next week. And bye-bye for now.